Finally. Do you have any plans tonight? Excuse me? Of course I'm talking to you. The rest of the seniors left at 5. It's Friday after all. But looking at you, I guess the answer is no. No what? No dates, of course. Huh? What do you mean the same for me? Of course I have a date. Enjoy? Do you just tell me to enjoy my night? What's wrong with you? Are you okay? You have to finish this report by tonight? What for? It's the weekend tomorrow. Our manager isn't gonna go through that on a Saturday. Just screw him. It's not about when he will read it, but when he wants it to be completed. Oh, what kind of logic is that? Well, he did give me some tasks, but he told me to complete it by Monday noon. I'll help you. It's the report for Q2, right? He asked me to compile the data into Excel earlier, so he must have asked you to use it for the Q2 reporting. Come on, let's split the task and just get out of this shitty place as soon as possible. I just feel that it's unfair. I mean, you made it sound like I'm being shown favoritism by that stupid guy, and I don't like it. So, I'm gonna help you. My date? Oh, it's just some friends gathering. You know, it's fine even if I'm not there. I'll just text them now to go ahead without me. Now, add me in the shared document. I'm sure the stupid guy is jealous about you. Obviously about how good looking you are. Have you not seen the way he looked at Emily and Jane? He's probably trying to get rid of you so he could free up one more headcount to hire more females. Oh, I'll do the part on the pricing comparison with the other companies. Don't worry, I'll help you to get through this. Why do I want to help you? Well, so that you can stay in this company for as long as possible, I guess. I mean, because you are my meat shield, okay? After he's done with you, he will definitely come after me and try always to make me leave this company. Why? Do I really have to spell it out loud for you? I did mention that he's been giving a lot of attention to Emily and Jean, right? So, do you not get it? Hey, what do you mean by they're prettier? Am I not pretty? Of course I am. It's obviously because of their boobs. Stupid idiot pervert men. Did you not notice? You mean you didn't notice how well developed they are? Are you sure you're a guy? You don't notice stuff like that? Okay, fine. Fine. So, ever since you joined this company, you've been doing a lot of overtime, right? So, does your girlfriend get angry? You don't have a girlfriend? My boyfriend? I don't have a boyfriend. I always looks like I'm rushing off somewhere after work. Of course I am. I'm rushing back home to my lovely bed. Who else wants to stay an extra minute at a stupid place? Yes, I'm doing you a big favor, completely out of my character, to help you with this report. So, you better treat me to something nice afterwards. But it's late, so the only option is probably McDonald's? Wendy's? Oh, I think there's a 24-hour bar nearby. I'm not into drinking, but there's probably pizza and some other finger food. Finally. Hey, are you okay? You look really stressed out. Let's skip dinner and get you home. I think you need to rest more than anything else. No, we can have dinner at a time. You don't need to thank me tonight. We can even meet for lunch tomorrow after you rest. It's really okay. Skipping one meal wouldn't make me die of hunger. Plus, I could just eat some chocolate bar at home or something. Come on, let's pack and go. You're welcome. And I kinda wanna say sorry as well. I didn't know that you were under so much stress and pressure all this while. Just let me know if you need help again in the future. I don't mind helping you again. Well, because you're gonna treat me a nice dinner, right? Like, an expensive and nice dinner for helping you out.
Is this a thank you hug? Wait, you're hugging me too tightly. Can you let go? Whatever reason you're hugging me for, whether it's your way of saying thanks or you need comfort or whatever it is, I might take this the wrong way. Don't make me overthink this if you don't mean it. You like me?
I like you too. Since when? I don't know. Perhaps it was when you first came into the office. For the first time, we have a young, hot, and handsome man instead of that old pirate disgusting guy. You became my eye candy ever since. And soon, I was captivated by how hardworking you are. Even though all of this is being forced by that stupid manager, but it doesn't matter. Wait, I'm not here.
been wanting to get my hands on this for the longest time. So, just to confirm, you don't mind your girlfriend having small boobs, right? Of course they're cute. Play with my boobs while I rub you, okay? Baby, here, I've slapped my panties aside and spread my legs for you. Make me yours tonight, alright? Kiss me. I want you to kiss me. I love this feeling of being filled by you. Finally, finally. I'm so happy to finally have you. Yes, we should do it again. Look at how happy you look. I guess that got rid of all that pent-up stress, huh? So now that you're happier, shall we get a bite? I'm actually really, really hungry.